You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And I want to welcome our brand-newest affiliate, WGBF, in Evansville. News Talk 1280, coming on board for our Saturday show, taking the first 2 hours of the program. So welcome to all of our listeners in Evansville, Indiana tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll get your calls about anything, but first we're going to start out with an old friend of the show. Barry Cooper is with us from, I believe, are you at home in Texas right now, Barry?
That's right. Yeah, I'm in Austin, Texas now.
Excellent. Well, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's been too long since we've had you on the air. You've had quite the busy decade, Barry, and we have talked to you throughout it here and there about what you've been doing, but a lot of our listeners have probably never heard you before. We're on a whole bunch more stations now than we were the last time you were on the show. So go ahead and give our listeners a quick intro as to who you used to be and who you've become now.
Okay, first, Ian, thanks, because your show has really, really grown. I'm quite impressed, and so are a lot of other people, and it's good to be back, so I appreciate that. Well, I'm Barry Cooper, one of our nation's ex-top drug enforcement agents that is responsible for caging hundreds of citizens. My boss has called me one of the top narcotics agents in the land. And 3 years ago, I released a series of DVDs as an ex-agent. And the DVDs teach American citizens how not to get busted for pot. And because of that, we began getting tons of emails regarding police corruption, and I began testifying in courts against police corruption as an expert witness. And Candy and I decided to come up with a reality show called Cop Busters with a K. Mm-hmm. And we've been really concentrating a lot of our efforts in that area lately.
So what gave you the motivation to start doing this? I mean, clearly something changed. You went from a huge, drug buster to, somebody who's trying to show people how to not get busted.
Well, yeah. I realized I was wrong. See, when I was ruining nonviolent citizens' lives by raiding them and placing them in jail, I believed what I was doing was right because my parents raised me that anybody that did drugs was evil. The public school system reinforced that with their programs. And then, of course, church taught the same thing. So as a young man, I really believed I was right. And I didn't have any source to compare the information I was given to. But we have the Internet now. And I met Candy, my soulmate, my wife now of 7 years. And she stopped me from being an alcoholic by giving me marijuana. And smoking that pot for a year straight really changed my perspective on things. And I began to cry and felt a tremendous amount of guilt for all the lives I had ruined. Mm. So I decided to do something about it. And that's what we're doing now. Is our main goal is to free prisoners. You know, our first Cop Buster sting worked. And we got Yolanda Madden out of federal prison on a methamphetamine charge. She had already spent 4 years in prison on a 6-year sentence. And because of our efforts, the judge just vacated the sentence and released her. So we're really serious about our work. We want to free these prisoners.
Right. And you are not, it's not just about marijuana for you, Barry. And it's about the entire insane war on drugs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a free, it's not just a pot issue, although I'm a fan of marijuana. But this is a freedom issue. Americans have a right to put in their bodies whatever they want. If it makes them miserable, they have the right to be miserable. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to use methamphetamine till their teeth fall out of their head, they have the right to do that as long as they don't harm anybody else. You know, I'm running for Texas Attorney General, which will make me the sheriff of Texas, and it's to end the drug war in Texas. We have laws to protect my 4 children and my wife and I. If somebody does methamphetamine and then they go burglarize, which methamphetamine does not cause people to steal, selfishness does. But let's say they do burglarize something, well, then we put them in jail for the burglary.
Mm-hmm.
No different than when I was a police officer and I answered a domestic call and the husband and wife were beating the hell out of each other. We took them to jail for assault, not the bottle of whiskey that both of them were highly intoxicated on. So it's the same principle.
Well, I said it was a decade. It feels like you've been doing this longer than 3 years. When did Never Get Busted come out?
It was December of 2006. So
wow, okay.
Do the math. Yeah.
Time flies.
It feels like 10 years does, too.
Well, all right. People can go to nevergetbusted.com. That's still your main website, even though you've got Cop Busters and all these other things going on now, right?
That's right. You can get the latest updates. And the Cop Buster channel is nevergetbusted.com.
And, cool. Okay, so nevergetbusted.com, that's where people can go. They can check out your original release, Never Get Busted, also Never Get Raided, and then, of course, the new series, Cop Busters. The first Cop Busters, you set up a sting at a house where you basically made it look like there was a growing operation going on. And
there was. They were growing Christmas trees.
Right. indoor growing operation. And you managed to get the police to come out and do essentially what was an illegal raid on the house, right?
That's exactly right. We snuck into Odessa on Yolanda Madden's behalf, who was in prison, because this group of officers told an informant to call Yolanda and give her this Game Boy bag. And the informant did, but there was an ounce of methamphetamine in that bag that Yolanda was unaware of. And when she took the bag and drove away, they pulled her over and arrested her. So we snuck into Odessa and rented a house and rigged it with hidden cameras and turned on a grow light, but we placed two little Christmas trees underneath instead of marijuana. And I began pumping the heat out of the wall because I knew that group of narcotics officers uses their FLIR cameras illegally.
That's the infrared cameras.
That's right. You have to have a search warrant now before you can use those. It used to didn't be like that. Well, they drive around in FLIR houses all the time, and they won't put it in the warrant. So less than 12 hours later, they were raiding the house only to find a sign that said you're part of a reality show, and we did this to bring attention to Yolanda Madden.
Yep, and you got it on video, and people can see that over at NeverGetBusted.com. But Cop Busters Part 2 has already hit the internet as of just a couple weeks ago. Go ahead and give our listeners a heads up on what happened this time around, and we'll get into a little more detail because ended up being some personal consequences with you and your family. We'll talk more about that, too.
Well, that's right. They raided us because they raided us last week because 2 weeks ago I released a video on YouTube through my website free of charge for everybody to see. We had taken bags, and I had put a hidden GPS unit inside the bag, and I placed marked money and what appeared to be a crack pipe, never had crack smoke through it, so it's legal.
Right, you just made it look like a crack pipe. You took a lighter to it, and you kind of singed it as though it might be a crack pipe. So to a cop's just plain eye, it's going to look that way.
That's right. And the idea was to place these bags in front of an officer and film him without him knowing to see how he would react. Well, the first officer we did this with was a Captain Nassar in Liberty Hill, which is in Central Texas. And they do a lot of highway interdiction there, and they're violating a lot of people's civil rights. So we targeted him, and I filmed him taking the bag, knowing good and well that was drug money because of the crack pipe and the drug ledger, and he took the bag and threw it away and threw my GPS in another trash can. And when we went to recover the bag, the money was gone, the crack pipe was gone, and the drug ledger was gone, and he never made a report of it.
Which means he pocketed the cash.
Absolutely. He took the drug money, which is a felony in Texas because it's tampering with evidence.
Barry, hang on. We've got you for up to the whole hour, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. And we're going to take you're willing to take some phone calls, too, from our listeners, as usual?
Oh, I'd love to.
Excellent. All right, so if you've got a question for Barry Cooper, former narcotics agent turned good guy for freedom, 800-259-9231. His website's nevergetbusted.com. 1-800-259-9231. More with Barry Cooper coming up.
the legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing, door-to-door for 12 grueling hours and an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway, the 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, and Acura battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, March 20th. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Visit the Coca-Cola display at your local Sweet Bay supermarket for an exclusive ticket discount. Sweet Bay, where saving you money is our passion.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Welcome to bring up what you want. Though questions for Barry Cooper will be given priority here as we kick the show off. 1-800-259-9231. Again, the live Saturday show. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com.
The 58th running of America's legendary Le Mans race, the 12 Hours of Sebring, runs Saturday, March the 20th at Sebring International Raceway, featuring, that's in Florida, Sebring, Florida, just in case you don't know, featuring the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 17th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour event on Saturday, March the 20th. Tickets information, visit SebringRaceway.com. That's SebringRaceway.com. I went to this race. It was awesome.
So that's coming up next weekend.
Yes.
Which means we've got one more chance to give you some tickets. That way you don't have to actually pay for them. We've got a four. We've got two packs to give away here tonight.
Yes.
So stay tuned for your opportunity here. Coming up toward, I would say, sometime this hour. Sometime this hour, you're going to have that chance, and we'll just blow them both out the door at the same time. We'll do, you know, third and fourth caller or something like that. So stay tuned for that. And
a special call-in line.
Yes, it'll be a different number. Not this one. 800-259-9231. That's our call, regular call-in line for those of you that have a question for Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. He is with us tonight, and we seem to be having some automation issues, so apologies for the random music beds just popping up there in the background. Anyway, we're going to get back here to Barry, who is calling from his home in Austin, Texas, which was raided just about a week or so ago by the police in retaliation for a Cop Busters episode you did, where essentially you caught a cop stealing cash that was basically set up for him to steal. You gave him the opportunity with a lunchbox full of, you know, detritus, as well as a drug ledger and a fake crack pipe and some, you know, 20 or 40 bucks or something like that. And this cop took pocketed the cash and never filled out a report. And you know that he's supposed to fill out the report because, well, you used to be a police officer. Plus, I saw the presentation, Barry. You actually set up another cop later on. And this other cop, who you didn't know, the first guy you'd gotten reports about, the other one was just some random cop that was called to the same scene. That cop, in a different city, did take the lunchbox. He did fill out the report, as he was supposed to do.
Good for him.
And did turn in the cash. Is that right?
That's exactly right. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, which was opposite of what Captain Nassar had done.
And this other cop that did the right, you know, the so-called right thing, he was not any kind of upper-level guy. He was just kind of a low-level street cop.
That's right. He was a patrolman where the man who kept the money is a captain. He also sits on the board of the Economic Development Committee for that city.
Hmm. You know, I find that particularly interesting because over the years, Barry, we've had not just you on the show, but other police officers have just called in just as we've been talking about various issues. And so we've had the opportunity to interact with a number of different on-duty law enforcement officers and also retired law enforcement officers on the show. And it's always interesting to hear them say in almost complete unanimity that it's the bad cops that tend to rise through the ranks. And obviously this is just two cases that we're looking at here.
Yeah, clearly not every captain is correct.
Right, but I find it awfully interesting that the captain happened to be the one of the two that pocketed the cash. I mean, he doesn't need it. He's making more than the other guy, but nonetheless, he took it anyway.
Well, the psychology behind our police departments now is the same psychology that holds true with the corporations. Corporations and police departments tend to reward behavior that's conscienceless. So these men step their way up on everybody else, including citizens, to develop that rank, and it's rewarded. So that's why we have so many police officers that are disrespectful and violate citizen civil rights, because that's what the departments advance in rank. I've never been a believer of there's only a few bad apples that make all the other cops look bad. No, this is 2010, and we've got a bad system that they're working under, so you've got to be a bad person to just work under that system. Caging all these Americans up for nonviolent drug crimes, raiding their homes, it's insane.
Yeah, it's worse than a few bad apples. I mean, the entire tree is rotting from the inside out. So Barry, tell me more about Cop Busters here. I mean, you set the cop up, the captain got set up, you caught him on video footage, taking the stuff out of the lunchbox, the cash included. He never filled out a report. You confronted the police chief, right?
I did, yeah. I confronted the police chief with the video evidence, And he actually shook our hands at the end of the video. You can see that at NeverGetBusted.com. And he said, you know, we need cop watch organizations. 5 days later, that same county where I busted that officer pointed guns at my family and raided my home in retaliation on a misdemeanor warrant.
Huh. And what was the warrant for?
The warrant was for false report to a peace officer. Now, after we had left Liberty Hill and busted that cop, we went to a neighboring city still inside the same county, Williamson County, by the way, which is known as one of the worst law enforcement counties in Texas, and Texas is already bad. Mm. Well, we set up the same sting near a school at midnight, and the police treated it like a bomb. They saw the bag, backed up, and it took them an hour before they'd approached the bag, and they actually shot the bag. Well,
should you,
yeah.
Should you, just out of, from your law enforcement expertise, should you be shooting bombs?
No. It was ridiculous. It was absolutely crazy. Well, when I released the video, see, I did all these things 2 months ago, and I've just been holding the footage for the right time because there was an HBO film crew that came down and wanted to film us mm-hmm. busting these cops. So we allowed for that. And so the warrant was for that Florence incident at the school for false report to a peace officer. According to their arrest affidavit, and first of all, it's the narcotics unit investigating a false report. It turns out the lead investigator was a fan of mine when I was a cop, and when I switched sides, it really irritated him, and he's been wanting to bust me for a long time.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, their arrest affidavit says an unidentified caller called in a suspicious bag at the school, and they heard my voice in the background. So, one, they've got the wrong person. Although I was heading the operation, I didn't make the call. And for two, our lawyers poured over this whole thing before I ever did it, and they said if you call in and tell the truth, it's not false report. Well, we did. We called in and said there was a suspicious bag at the school, and there was.
Right. They're
so
the guys they're the guys that would have read something into that. They're the guys that would have jumped to the conclusion of there must be a bomb in the bag or whatever it is.
Right. And it's the same kind of people that say, hey, citizen, report anything that you find suspicious. Well, I mean,
right.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, Barry,
when you ask people to do that.
People have some questions for you here. So we're going to get to their calls coming up here next. Barry Cooper is with us. He is the man behind NeverGetBusted.com. And we'll come back with your calls at 800-259-9231, plus Sebring tickets still to come. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Maxfit makes your hands go wow. Maxfit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous Maxfit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? Maxfit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a Maxfit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
Maxfit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxfitGloves.com
and use the promo code radio.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Maxfit makes your hands go
wow.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls. You can make them about anything. 800-259-9231. Calls right now given priority if they're for Barry Cooper, our special guest from NeverGetBusted.com. He's a former narcotics agent who saw the error of his ways and is doing everything he can now with his career. Now that he's left the police department, he's doing everything he can with NeverGetBusted.com and his new productions, Cop Busters, to try to make good with karma. And we're glad to have you back here, Barry. We're going to get right back into these phone calls here. But first, Mark, tell me about gold and silver.
Well, if you're hearing all the gold and silver advertisements on the talk radio ads, well, go before you go and buy with any of those other companies. Go check gold.freetalklive.com. I've hand-picked some gold and silver coins there. They're not intended to be numismatic coins. They're just intended to get gold and silver into people's hands for the purposes of inflation, protection, investment, barter currency, that kind of thing. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and they're the best prices you're likely to find.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number if you've got a question for Barry Cooper. Barry, I want to find out more about the raid itself, but I want to come back to that. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's jump into to a few phone calls here. Folks have been waiting patiently. Let's start out with Robert listening in our very own Keene to WKBK. Robert, you're on with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
He said he's doing well,
doing,
Robert. Go
doing
ahead.
Well.
I want to say I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener, and I want to say I'm really excited that this station was on. I didn't even know you guys existed.
Well, welcome aboard, Robert. What's your thoughts for Barry tonight?
Okay, I want to say to Barry that, you know, I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think it's just a lot more than just people just getting busted with marijuana. And I'm wondering if he's aware of how many people a year go to jail or go to prison, innocent people. And the number I got was about 70,000 a year.
Well, Robert, it's a lot higher than that. 835,000 people were arrested last year for marijuana possession alone. If we emptied our federal prisons right now of all nonviolent American citizens that are there for drug crimes, we would empty 55% of our federal prisons. Mm. So it is at an alarming rate.
Barry, you left out the over, I believe, 700,000 people who are arrested for things besides marijuana. So you've got a you've got over 1.5 million Americans who have had their freedom stolen from them because they had a plant or a chemical in their pocket.
Exactly. It's nuts.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate the call tonight. We got to talk to Joe, listening in St. Petersburg to WFLA. Joe, you're on with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Barry, hey, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
All right. You'll never believe it. I just watched your second video about an hour ago, and I turned on the radio, and here you are. I had a couple questions. You know, first of all, great video, really informative. And, you know, I watched at the end there, I saw some clips of some television spots that you had. And, you know, I thought then, you know, wow, this guy's opened himself a can of worms. You know, he's going to be, you know, chased around all the time now. But, and it looks like, you know, that's what happened. So I'm sorry about that. But, thanks for all the good work, man. Everyone appreciates it. I can promise you that. My question pertains to the three, you know, trouble points of, you know, your indoor grow video. You said, people, sloppiness, and the third, I think, was heat are the main problems. You know, what would you say is the just the number one thing to be on the lookout for?
The number one thing to be on the lookout for an indoor grow is don't tell other people. Each person you tell increases your chance of getting busted by 10%. Mm. So if 10 people know, you're going to get busted. And then the other thing is heat. You've got to control the heat coming from those lights because cops are using FLIR cameras, and they've got some really nice fluorescents out now. I think they got some upgraded T5s that produce very little heat. So there's a whole free chapter on my website about FLIR and how to beat those cameras. Right. We ripped the chapter off Never Get Rated and put it up there for everybody free to watch. So watch that and grow safe.
Let me ask you this. I just have one more question.
Okay.
In smaller populated counties and such, the budgets for this type of FLIR cameras diminish? I mean, you know, in rural areas, is there, you know, less of this FLIR operation?
Well, not necessarily. What happened when I was a drug agent, we could use FLIR cameras without a search warrant. We could actually roll around a neighborhood or fly over a house over a neighborhood with FLIR. And since I left law enforcement, the Supreme Court has ruled that you must have a search warrant to use these cameras. So the cops still have the cameras. They just can't use them legally. But they do drive around the neighborhoods and in the rural areas and fly over and catch heat images from homes.
Barry.
And then they'll set up on the... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, what about the budgetary aspect of it? I mean, if you've got a tiny little police department, is it likely they can get their hands on a camera like that?
Absolutely, because these tiny little police departments like Liberty Hill, that's a very small city. They've learned that interdiction is very... very effective in raising money.
Mm.
So nearly every small department in Texas for sure has a drug dog and they're out working interdiction. And when they seize money and drugs, they get paid to buy FLIR cameras and things of that nature.
Joe, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, let's continue. Tom is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Tom, you're on with Barry Cooper.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, I was just listening to your story and about when you left the package outside the school and they arrested you for the misdemeanor filing a police report, a false police report. And it seems to me that when you called the police or when you had the person who called the police call, if they said there's a suspicious package in front of the school, and since you were aware of the contents of the package, it wasn't suspicious to you. It might have been to somebody who didn't know the contents. And by using the word suspicious rather than there's a package in front of the school, that's what made it a false police report.
Well, my lawyers say different, and that's why we're going to argue this out in court. It is suspicious, according to my lawyers, even if I create that suspicion. But again, this is an area that nobody's ever walked. There's not any citizens out there that have been stinging cops. So this is new for everybody. But the point is, they raided my house on a misdemeanor to get my media. They took all of my cameras. They took all my box of films, all to just get the film footage from that school. They even took our iPods. They took our computers. They completely wiped us out on a misdemeanor. And that just doesn't happen. As bad of a cop as I was, I was never allowed to raid a house on a misdemeanor. And furthermore, I caught a cop committing a felony. Nothing's happened to him, but I spent 2 days in solitary confinement trying to get out of jail.
Corrupt police.
I'm sorry, Tom, you talked over Barry there. Say again, Tom.
I was just going to say that you know the police are corrupt. I don't think anybody doubts that. It's just that it seems like to enable you to catch them, you have to be a little bit tighter with your quality control standards. And next time, I think if you just said there's a package in front of the school, that would save you the pretense of coming in and confiscating your stuff. Because
Tom, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Like you said, Barry, you had your lawyers take a look at your plan beforehand. Of course, their interpretation may end up being different than the man wearing the robe down the line. But nonetheless, there aren't very many people that are very happy to be received, having received a police raid. You were kind of excited by the idea that they've done this to you.
Well, yeah, I was fully prepared that they might file charges. The raid caught me by surprise. My daughter and I were headed to the university here in Austin to give a speech, and they pulled me over 3 miles from my home and then came back, and my daughter and I got to watch them raid my house, and there was no way we could warn Candy.
Oh, gosh.
So they're going to pay for it. We've got a $30 million lawsuit coming their way.
Good. Hey, Barry, hang on. We're going to come back with more. If you've got a question for Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, you should get on the line now. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at VARadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the show. We're here to take your phone calls. You can make them about anything. 800-259-9231, though, for the remainder of this hour, calls for Barry Cooper will be given priority. Barry Cooper is with us from NeverGetBusted.com. We're going to get right back to that here shortly, but want to tell you about where to get your knobs and pulls.
InterKnobs.com. Go to all the big box stores and the specialty stores. Find the knobs and pulls you want to, you know, spruce up your bathroom or kitchen. But before you buy them, go to InterKnobs.com. That's InterKnobs.com. It is a site for wholesale prices. It's a wholesale place for knobs and pulls. And if you use the code FTL, you'll get an additional 11% off of the already low price at InterKnobs.com. They have a closeout section that they just added a whole bunch of new items to. And check them out. Those are, all 50 to 80% off. And then you use the code FTL additionally that InterKnobs.com. It's the lowest price on knobs and pulls you're going to find anywhere.
Barry Cooper's with us from NeverGetBusted.com. He at one time was a top narcotics officer in Texas who realized that what he'd done as in his career as a law enforcement officer, as a narcotics officer, was just wrong, hurting so many innocent people who've never harmed anybody. He came to that realization, left working with the police, and went out, struck out on his own to start NeverGetBusted.com, where he's been producing DVD presentations, Never Get Busted and Never Get Raided is the second in the series. He's also now doing Cop Busters. That's Cop Busters with a K, where they're setting up corrupt cops. And Barry, there's no shortage of corrupt cops out there for you to set up. I mean, you get people contacting you all the time through your website telling you about how bad their police departments are, right?
Every day we get emails from citizens describing incidences that are horrible, and every person says the cops in my town are the worst. So no, there's no shortage.
That's so funny and it's sad at the same time.
I'd like to say that I think the cops in my town are the best.
But we do tend to have the cops that are a cut better here in New Hampshire, I think, than a lot of other places. At least from my experience of coming down from coming up here from Sarasota, Florida, they are definitely not as bad up here as they were down there.
I never had any trouble in Sarasota.
I can say that. Now, Barry, before we get back into these phone calls, obviously we've only got you here for the remainder of the segment, and if people are out there listening to this, whether it's on our podcast or later on via our streams on our website at freetalklive.com, and they want to get a question out to you, you've actually launched your own show. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, and because I know I saw the first episode of it, so I know you guys are actually taking emails and you're taking questions from your viewers there at NeverGetBusted.com, right?
That's right. We have a new show started called Back Talk with Barry and Candy. We just posted our second show on the front page of NeverGetBusted.com. And the 45-minute video that tells the story about this sting that we were just involved with. If you click the all videos button, you can watch that from there as well. But yeah, Candy and I are going to start regularly doing this back talk show where we give tips on how to never get busted. We talk about family issues, which is dear to our heart because we have four kids, mm-hmm. and our 16-year-old daughter finished her first year of college last year. So we're a well-rounded, healthy family, and we're a cannabis family. We want to prove to America that you can be productive and raise a family without having to drink so much, and you can enjoy the cannabis.
Now, you both, your home was raided on the pretense that there was an alleged phone call made that was a false police report. Not sure how that justifies raiding somebody's home, and you aren't either, but they did it. And in that process, both you and Candy were arrested. Is that right?
That's right. They had a search warrant, a misdemeanor search warrant for my home. They invited another narcotics unit in the county I live in to come along. And when they were searching for my films to seize, they discovered a marijuana roach. Well, of course, I'm a marijuana smoker. That's my medicine. I'm trying to get marijuana legal. So they left, one group did, and got another search warrant for marijuana for my home and came back and searched and found less than a gram of marijuana. And they charged us with that, and we live in Travis County. Just 6 months ago, we had a big political party here, and they caught one of my friends out in the yard smoking a blunt, and they just wrote them a ticket. So, you know, you can go to NeverGetBusted.com and read the – I've got links there to TrueSlant.com, a reporter covering the whole story. And these reporters have really dug deep into what's going on, and they have lawyers and everybody commenting that this was ridiculous and it was total retaliation.
So I take it that means, Barry, that you're not planning on pleading guilty then?
Oh, no, we will not plead guilty because we're not guilty. Now, we'll probably plead guilty on the marijuana charge, although they cheated to get into my house. That warrant's still good, and it'll be busted down to like a traffic ticket. But we didn't commit false report to a peace officer. We're going to fight, continue busting cops, and it just made us stronger, and it showed us that we're no longer just a nuisance, but we're a real threat. And I know it was triggered from Yolanda getting out of federal prison. That's never happened in that district in federal court, anybody ever being released from the West Texas Federal District prison system, and we accomplished that.
Barry, you're certainly doing some amazing things, and let's get right back into these phone calls. People are waiting patiently for you. Ladies first, Paula, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
They didn't want to believe me when I told them to rescind it, your name off the marriage license. Marriage license had nothing to do with your marriage. We were married by the church, not by the government. But anyway, we got in trouble for it. At least I did. I got ended up in jail. I got in court and all this kind of stuff. And now I'm even in
Paula, is this a question for Barry?
Huh?
Is this a question for Barry Cooper?
Well, no. Remember, Jay told us about the, you know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a marriage.
I'll tell you what, Paula, I'm going to put you on hold. We'd like to bring you back because we haven't heard from Paula in a long time.
That's not the same, Barry.
Is it the same Paula? Not the same Paula?
No.
Well, we'll put on hold anyway because that was not a question for Barry. Let's go to, instead, John, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. John, you're on with Barry Cooper.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, John.
I had two quick statements and a question.
All right, go.
First one is, if there are, and there certainly are, dishonest police officers, then they need to be dealt with and arrested. It's despicable that they would steal. I've been a police officer for over 25 years, and we just don't tolerate it. My comment is, you know, Barry, you talk about police officers going into homes and violating people's rights. You know, you sound like a novice. I wonder what your background is, because police officers are not legislators. We don't make the laws. You guys elect the legislators, enact the laws, and then we get hired to enforce them. It's not pick what laws we want to enforce. You guys make the laws as citizens, tell us to enforce them, and that's what we do.
Barry, your comments on that?
Well, what you're saying there is, you're enforcing the laws. You're doing this because the law says you're supposed to, which means if you use that principle, if you were a police officer back when a runaway running away as a slave was illegal and it was legal to hang them, you would have obeyed the law and done that. That's the Nuremberg defense, and it doesn't hold water.
Let me, you know, that logic is so outrageous. The other question I have, I'm curious.
How is that logic outrageous when we're causing just as much harm by caging millions of citizens, just like we caused harm on the black race with bad laws, and you're enforcing those bad laws? It's a perfect example. It's not logically incorrect. It's the same exact thing. You're telling me then that if they made slavery...
You could raise your voice. It doesn't make your position any more valid.
No, this is passion. No, this is passion.
I'll tell you what, Barry, do you want to hang on through the first segment of our next hour and keep this going a little bit?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, Barry, I just wanted to make sure we had a chance to really hash this out here with John, and then there's also another gentleman on hold for you. Now, John, what Barry said about that being the Nuremberg defense is absolutely historically accurate. The I'm just doing my job excuse didn't work there, and it shouldn't work now either. If your job is to hurt innocent, peaceful people who have not harmed anybody else, what you're doing as your job is wrong, sir.
Well, you know, I understand that's your position, okay? However, I'm going to...
You don't think it's wrong to hurt peaceful people?
Yes, I do, but let me finish my thought. I've been a forensic scientist most of my career. I've gone to hundreds of deaths that were a result of narcotics. Now, if you're going to tell me that... And you know what? We're arguing whether the law should be in place or not in place, and we can sit down and we can make an argument whether it should be or not.
Well, you've actually changed the argument.
But it is in place. The laws, the legislators made the laws. You guys hire the police officers and tell
them. Not me. I didn't hire them. I don't want them to do that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, we're bringing Barry back. John, you can hang out. We can continue this discussion here in a moment. John, I believe John said he was working with the police. So we got Barry Cooper, former narcotics agent from the state of Texas. And John is welcome to stick around here as we head over to the news break. More here in moments. By the way, we got to give away those Sebring tickets right now. 603-435-1105. Callers 3 and 4. You are going to the 12 hours of Sebring. 603-435-1105.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.